Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of the Open Scroll here. Today is Friday, December 16th, a little after 10 a.m., which means we're now in the 22nd day of the ninth month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hey everybody, today we're going to be talking about a Netflix production. It's a series called 1899. I watched a little bit of it. Aaron has watched a lot more, and he's got some interesting things to share with us. But before we launch into that, I just wanted to point you to this series that we did, which is going to be very relevant to the subject today. It's called The Great Pyramid, A Weapon of Note in Extra-Dimensional Warfare. And we did two installments in that series in 2017. First one was called The Lake House and the Arkish Butt-Eye That Can Fight. And then Resonant Systems in Science, Magic, and Religion. And I'll read the description for you. The enigmatic Great Pyramid of the Giza Plateau. What is its function and role? Tomb of the Pharaoh? Its design, its location, and even its alignment bears silent testimony about its meaning and context, its function, role, and purpose. It's a concise representation of everything it identifies by a dimensional analog, which is to say, where some ratio or measure expresses knowledge about the ancient monument's environment. The obvious conclusion, it is the Giza Death Star and more. And as we often say when referencing that, it is a weapon of note in extra-dimensional warfare, very explicitly having to do with time, time dimensions, time manipulation, which is key. Aaron, would you like to take it from here?
Thank you, sir. Yeah, starting with 1899, the best way, and first of all, starting with spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, there will be major spoilers here, so heads up on that front. The best way I can describe 1899 overall, it's kind of a mashup of The Matrix, The 13th Floor, and Groundhog Day. So they do a lot of signaling with reality alteration, alternate reality, AI, reality constructs, time loops, time resets, all the major things that we're interested in here. So that's the kind of an overview of what they're doing. And it's kind of a slow-moving production. The same people who did the Netflix series Dark are responsible for this. So a very similar feel, very similar kind of pace and approach to how they do things. And it takes a few episodes to really get kind of a handle on what they're doing. It's kind of the only thing we know right out of the gate. You have a bunch of people on a ship, and it's kind of a strange atmosphere they have going on. But then around episode 4 or 5, they really just kind of start pulling back the curtains and spilling the beans about what's going on. And that's kind of what we'll pick up here with some screenshots that I have prepared. And this is from episode 5 called The Calling. And one of the characters here has been kind of mysterious, but he's kind of a major player as he's operating on the ship, and he seems to know more than a lot of other folks. His name's Daniel, and he's in a fight here, and he's trying to tell this person who's kind of beating him up, because Daniel was trying to work some tech there on the ship to prevent what ended up being a time loop from restarting. And that's where the dialogue picks up. Daniel says, "You don't understand. If I don't turn that thing off," referring to the tech built into the ship, "everything will start again." And you can see here with the time remaining on the counter, there's 20 minutes and 10 seconds. So that means that's in the 21st minute remaining in this particular episode. So we've got some time binding going on here with some start again, obvious reset language. And the guy says, "What? What are you talking about?" So they're kind of a repeat in the language with the what. And as they're fighting, he says the F word. And of course, the gematria value for that is 22, which is for the time reset signaling in gematria. So we've got that tied in, which is still there in the 21st minute and the time remaining. So they work the time binding and the reset signaling there with the gematria and the language. So they're loading that up for us. And a little bit later here in the same episode, what happened was this woman named Mora, who's one of the prime characters here in the show, she's talking to the captain of the ship, and at one point they were in this room, and she just disappeared, or appeared to do so. But what really happened was a little boy kind of popped out with an artifact, which was a little black pyramid, which we'll discuss in greater detail here in a moment. And he actually stopped time. So they were there one moment, he stops time, and this woman and the little boy ran off. And then when time restarted, it just looked like they disappeared in an instant. So a little bit later, the captain finds her and says, "How did you do that? How did you just disappear?" And she responds, "It's the boy, that thing he had, the pyramid. I know that this sounds crazy, but he somehow stopped time with it." So for the folks who've been paying attention, and what Bob was just pointing out there with the Great Pyramid work, the pyramid is a time weapon that is used to alter time, and it's the constructs and the analogs of the pyramid are dialed in with local celestial time space, and we believe it has the ability to alter time, and that's kind of what they're spilling the beans with here in 1899. So that's that was the first big moment here in the show where it's like, okay, they've got something pretty big working here. They're spilling some major beans. All right, and then moving on to some more reset signaling here a little bit later as we're wrapping up this episode. The man who we find out is who's kind of working to break this time loop, he's stuck in this alternate, or not alternate, but fake reality construct that they call it. The man who's giving the report here is standing there, and he says, "Tell him he doesn't have much more time." And then a little bit later, he looks out the window, and we see a large version of the Black Pyramid that was used to stop time. So they're using kind of the time language there and using the pyramid to make yet another connection between the pyramid and its relationship to time. And also worth mentioning, as you're looking out the window there, it's a frozen landscape, so you have the ice, and the frozen water is time, which certainly fits into everything they're discussing there. All right, and we'll move on to the next series here. And this is from the eighth and final episode of the season called The Key. And we're about 25 minutes left. And what's going on here, they've discovered that, you know, they're in a constructed reality, like the Matrix. And the same person we saw earlier, Daniel, who was getting beat up and trying to explain that he has to stop what was going on so the time loop doesn't start again, he's actively working to make sure that the loop doesn't start again by trying to hack into the mainframe that runs the reality simulation and reprogram the code. So this guy says here, he hacked into the mainframe. I think he's trying to change the architecture of the simulation. So he's trying to alter the nature of the reality that they're in. And he continues by saying, he's changing the shape of things to cover his tracks. You can see there on, and those are TV screens. So you have the TV 2022 in Gematria. And the ones where he's actually changed the nature of things in the architecture have gone red. And the other three are kind of branches there in that reality that he has not altered yet. And his cohort recognizes there that they'll be trapped in that fake reality construct forever if he manages to change the architecture of the reality, and then they will not be able to break out of that loop. They'll be trapped. And then a little bit later, he's looking there and he's kind of speaking to himself out loud in reference to Daniel and his efforts. "Why are you manipulating the code?" Referencing, you know, the code of the architecture there of the reality. Why is he trying to alter that and to change it? And he says, "You're spreading the virus across the whole program." So he's kind of infecting the entire reality there, changing everything. And when he does that, he says, his attempt to hack the code will destroy the entire simulation. So kind of the takeaway here. And by altering the nature of the reality, by reprogramming it, by altering the actual code of the fabric of reality, you know, the entire simulation is going to crumble. It's going to cease to exist. It's going to break the time loop, going to break them out of that time prison that they're in. And what's really important here, you'll notice a little red square there. This is with 21 minutes and 50 seconds left. So that's in the 22nd minute there in the time remaining portion of the episode. 22, of course, being the reset. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to reset the reality, break him out of the time loop, and get free of being stuck here in this alternate reality prison they're in. Okay, and a little bit later, this is Moira again speaking to the captain, the same individual she was having the conversation with about how she disappeared. And he's convinced that this is some sort of dream, it's some sort of nightmare, because he's having images and engagements with his dead wife and children, and he can't understand how that's possible. So he's really struggling to make sense of all these things that are happening that just shouldn't be happening. And Moore explains, this is not a dream. Daniel, he used the word simulation, and Daniel's the one who's actively working to change the code and architecture of the reality and the code, as if this were some kind of a fake reality, and we're all stuck in it. And so then he's struggling to grasp with that, and one of the people that's working against Moira and Daniel to try to prevent them from altering the code, confronts them, and here we have some time language in the midst of all this. We don't have time for this. The simulation has been corrupted, so the reality has been complete. This reality construct has been corrupted by Daniel changing the code, by manipulating what's going on, and it's now corrupted, and it's all falling apart. So the reality that they're living in is being destroyed through the altering of the fabric of the base of their reality. And here was where they really show us the pyramid again and its role. And this is with 12 minutes and 50 seconds left in the episode, in the importance area of 12, the time number. This is meaning it's the 13th minute, final minute there from the last countdown portion there of the episode. And we see here the Black Pyramid. This is the same one that the boy used to make time stop on episode 5. And this person is under the belief that he can use this artifact to break the time loop that they're in here and wake everybody up. They're in the capstone. They have wake up, and the Gamacho value for wake is 13, and up is 222. So we got some relevant Gamacho numbers there on the kind of the underside of the capstone of that pyramid.
That's a power combo right there.
Power combo indeed. And they load that up with some more time language for us there, along with the time binding, as he puts the gold 22. Symbol for that is AU, so A is 1, U is 21, so that's where we get to 22 for that. For the gold key, tries to put that in the pyramid to break the time cycle, saying time to wake up.
Who's the Roman god of keys?
That would be Janus, sir.
Would you consider this as some kind of Janus ritual, perhaps?
I think you would absolutely have to. And tied in with that, you know, endings and beginnings, trying to end this time loop and break them in a beginning of a new reality. So they're hitting that from all the angles there with Janus.
Yep, god of time, beginnings, endings, and portals.
Absolutely, and portals are a huge part in this. They show that. I don't have a screenshot of it here in this section, but they use black brick portals and doorways with the BB22. So they're dancing all over that part of it as well. So he puts the gold key here in the pyramid, expecting when he turns the key to snap out of this version of the time loop and for it to be over. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And his kind of partner in crime here, his subordinate, says, why is it not working? And important here, it's 12 minutes and 13 seconds on the time remaining portion of the counter. So they got the time and the mastery of time number. So that it should be working, but it's not. And it dawns on this guy here, it's because he, referencing Daniel, changed the code. And we get a description a little bit later here. What Daniel did is he changed the programming, so the whatever is programmed manifests, you know, in that reality. And he made it so that pyramid became absolutely worthless. It turned into a decoy, and he created another pyramid that we'll see here shortly. So he says he changed the code, referencing the architecture there, the mainframe, and the reality. So he manipulated that to get one over on this gentleman who's trying to stop him. And there, a few seconds later, right as there's 12 minutes and 1 second left, we hear kind of an overarching voice there, kind of the simulation, saying, the simulation has been corrupted. And these are the people who are kind of, they're unaware that they're living in an alternate or constructed reality. They're not aware of it here, but they certainly are now once they hear that simulation has been corrupted. And now we're 11 minutes and 54 seconds on the clock, on the counter there, so that means we're now in the 12th minute. And this woman says, what's happening? As the entire world and construct of the reality around him is just starting to go away. And we see here, they hold hands, HH88, with some dimensional transit there, as they're getting ready to be transited out of an alternate reality into a different version. So this one's coming to a close, and a new one is going to be thrust upon them shortly here. And we hear that same voice saying, deleting simulation. And then they do the countdown, 7, 6, a little bit later, 3, 2, and they're on a ship on the water, once again, water, 22, time. And as they continue to count down, get down to 1 and 0, and then they start seeing the entire reality start to break apart. So everything goes dark, and then they start to see the underpinnings here that looks like fire, goes black. And then we see the digital construct of the reality that they were in starting to be manifest there. They can see it. And then it starts to go black. And what's really interesting here, they show this with 11 minutes and 22 seconds. So that's really 22 seconds there in the 12th minute on the time remaining portion. So you got the time number and then the time reset number being shown there in a pretty powerful time binding presentation for us as the reality construct is being taken away. So their entire reality is being reset. And a couple seconds later, after that reality has been done away with and reset, we see Mora, the one who we've seen earlier, kind of explaining it's not a dream, it's an alternate reality. We see a close-up on her, her eyes open, and they are back into what we find out is kind of the first reality construct that they created. And that is Daniel, the one who changed the code of the reality to break out of the time loop so it wouldn't start again. And he says, it worked. It didn't start all over again. So they managed his work by altering the reality there, snapped them out of the time loop. And she is she doesn't have her memories back yet. She's trying to make sense of what's happening and what happened and where she is and what's going on. And Daniel explains to her that this is the first simulation we ever created. So they're not back to reality yet. They just they got back kind of to the first version of the reality construct that they created. And here is the explanation of the pyramid that he altered through the reprogramming when he hacked the mainframe and changed the code. The pyramid your father has, it's useless. And we noticed that that pyramid was black stone, and this one here is a more colorful one, and it certainly brings to mind the colors of the rainbow hacking frequencies, and that aspect of things. And he takes the capstone there, flips it open, and on the underside we see wake up again in the colored text. Once again, wake 13 up to 22. And what's interesting here, instead of a golden key, it's the wedding ring that holds the exit code now. And the ring brings to mind Ouroboros, the circle of time. And once again, it's gold, Gematria value 22.
And I have to say that I, in the triangle, is very distinctively a sodomy image. And so what they have there is the power combo of 222 and 13, which involves time. And we know the pyramid is like the time key device. And intersection of the theme of sodomy. So sodomy, time travel, like one of our other video series, so it's a recurring theme. And I have to say, they show us the pointing up and pointing down triangles, and the pointing up is a male and the pointing down is a female, so it's generally signaling, as in ancient times, the union of, and it's a sexual union of, the sons of God with the daughters of men, which resonates Genesis 6 and chapter 3.
And something else worth pointing out here, the gematria value for the word exit is 22. So they've got that in there in this dialogue when he says your wedding ring holds the exit 22 code now, which is a time word. So they've got that loaded up as they're getting ready to put that ring in the pyramid. And then that actually snaps her back into the base reality, which we find out is not 1899, but 2099. And she's on a spaceship, out there in orbit in space, on a ship called the Prometheus. So not a ship on the water, but a ship out in space. So water as time, and then out in space. So they're working some space-time signaling there, which is pretty interesting. And kind of the one thing I neglected to mention earlier that's very important. Throughout the course of the series, they keep referencing the creator in terms of the creator who created the reality. And it turns out that Mora, the redheaded woman there, she is the one who created that alternate fake reality construct. And what happened during one of the tests or trials where they were in that reality, her brother ended up wresting control of reality from her. So what we're seeing there is control of reality and time and space was taken away from the creator. And Daniel tells her in this whole scene here, if she doesn't wake up, if she doesn't fix what's going on that is so much bigger than what she realizes, all and everything will be lost. So that that certainly resonates very strongly with where we are living in our reality now.
So while Aaron, unknown to me, was continuing to watch 1899, I had restarted watching Dark, which I'd watched the first season a few years back. And I rewatched the entire first season, and I'm about halfway into season two. And as Aaron mentioned, people responsible for 1899 were responsible for Dark, same people. So there's definitely some continuity there. And if Dark dances all over the reset of time and everything else that's hugely significant in this hour of the age, well, 1899 certainly does. And fortunately for us, these are the only two. So total exceptions to the rule, right? Absolutely nothing whatsoever to compare 1899 with perhaps the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. entire season where they were in a simulation construct. Or anything else resembling anything done by P.K. Dick or other science fiction authors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Yeah, I jest. These are just two more in a long line of epic productions that are doing the Michael Flatley of dance routine all over everything of significance. Yeah, we're hoping this speaks to you. And, you know, if your hopes are set right and you anticipate the reset of time, well, be encouraged. It's coming. It's a happening thing. When exactly, we don't know. We're still missing a piece of the puzzle. We don't know what that is. But every now and then we have a glimmer that we may be onto something. So we continue to be hopeful that the Lord will reveal in advance, and we trust in his faithfulness, regardless of how things turn out in this season. Well, that's it for now. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.